This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Lads, congratulations on making history anyway.
Congratulations on your podcast.
That's
yes.
The number one podcast.
Working class for the working class people.
What was it like anyway? It was good out there?
It was good.
To be honest, I will say this. Well, now, he told me from the start, you'll be sweet, you're going to have your family, your friends, everyone's going to worry about you. You're going to go, you're fucking mad. Every morning I was waking up and getting texts from people. Are you seriously doing this? You need to seriously look in the mirror and all. Like, oh, fuck my granddad and all's going, are you sure you want to do this? And all, I'm going, listen, it's not 1874, it's 2024. And
then
when I get back from Australia, loads of people were like in my street, not like getting all funny with me, but like another way you'd normally talk, well, what's happening? I was seeing people, well, and they were just like, it's going, and then I'm doing this fucking bonfire, and I smoke too much grass, and I'm sweet. One of the only people that actually told me to keep doing it was Kevy. To be fair, I had to say, okay. Give it to him. He's going, mate, don't listen to anyone. See what you want to do, you do it. Greymon and fucking Big Ian Mac. Ian put it into words because my man was worrying as well, loads as fucking normally. Yeah. She's going, I just don't want nothing bad happening to you. I want you to ask them for your safety in writing. No, like, just so you're going to be all right.
There was a food security fucking squad, mate. I nearly pulled off a stage at one point. You ever hearing a tune, NWA, fuck the police? So I came on, mate, and I started going,
the cops
fuck the police, and I had the crowd going, fuck the police, and the security guards were all cops, and it was all cops, and just locked me. You man, you'll get pulled off that stage, and I seen the security officer, mate, walk off the stage.
Oh, it was good.
I never pulled off the stage, or like, that's me getting arrested before we even get on.
Well, before he come on.
Yeah.
He went up and just sort of got the wee
crowd. I always get the feed for it before I jump on, that's what I said to him.
He actually said, I went up. Just wait and leave it till a wee bit later. So when I first went up, I didn't even have the top on. I just went up and started going. Me and him were just doing a wee bit of MC.
I was safe with your hands there.
I was
safe
with all that shit. And then,
so did you go back, take your jacket off, and went out?
Yeah, went out in a Saturday time at the end. When it got dark and there was a big crowd, because we were sort of waiting until the whole place filled up.
50,000 people. There's a drone picture, right? See, if you see in them videos, that's nothing. So, like, see, as that goes out, like, again, people don't stop. You can only see so far in a video, but they don't stop their way out right there, bonfire.
And
there's
streets
right
to the left and the right, and they're filled
up. And that
up.
Sound system was fucking that.
Is that on that thing where the bonfire is?
See, this is where we're performing now. See the fucking spar at the top of White Rock? That's where I put the bonfire. What'll be? But where we were at, it was like food trucks. It was like Planet Love in the middle of the street.
It was
fucking rocked. There
was all
fucking raids, amusements, and saw cunts front guard. What the fuck, man? Why is this not happening all the time? But you know what I mean, it's different. But if they're trying to turn it into a cross community event, there's been no fucking
people were coming up to me going, do you meet Liam here? And I was going, nah, he's not here yet. And they were going, fuck, there's some wee man on the bike in Salty Top.
There was all people.
Like, it's just, so, tell me a Connors from Lurgan, and he'd fall on Shelby. Oh, mate.
Connor McGuire, I'm on the
Shelby. Connor McGuire and his clothing brand, Adventist or something like that. But, mate, he fucking goes it every year.
Yeah.
Is he Protestant supports Cat, like, sports Catholic, or is he
Catholic? Lurgan. And then there's an R fella came up to me, DJ, goes, hey, Chucky from Poglass, there's a
Chucky. That's Ian.
What's happening?
That's Ian.
You make me feel a wee bit better.
That's what I said. I was asking him, do you know you? He didn't really, don't think he knew you, but that's Ian Mac's best mate. Ian used to call himself Liam back in the day when he used to call
himself Liam. Oh, that's what they said. They got different names.
Liam Mac, Liam McElhenna or something. And then he would have called himself whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'd be mates for fucking signing all years, mate.
But they were sound as fuck. See, them up from the. One thing I will say is, see the moment they walked in, and you had to walk. So when we rocked down, me and Kevin rocked down the car, he's going, where is it? Where is it? And I went,
you just go right out.
See, right by bonfire, isn't it? Just follow it. So we drove in, it was like a wee estate, and then you had to go through the estate to get into our estate to get in. So it's like right in the middle of the middle. So when we get out, I got out of the car, I just had normal clothes on, but I was walking through the crowd to get to the stage. And I just had my jaw clenched and tense, just waiting on someone hit me a bit, slagged out. But it didn't. It ended up.
Nah,
not
I mean, yeah,
it,
obviously
it's just the worry in your brain.
Yeah, I mean, I got the feeling, but I'm still
going to
do it.
Did you do the feeling with
me?
That was our plan.
That's our plan. Our plan was actually, we were like, well, not one day do a telegraph.
Yeah.
We've just done some fucking probably twice as much people.
He said
that. Anyway, I haven't done that in 6 months, mate.
Yeah.
See, we've racked up 40,000 likes and 1.5 million views in 1 week.
If you're me personally, anything I've done has never blew up before. He's got a good following and stuff's blown up before. So when I was making, I wasn't expecting it to get as big as it actually was.
Mitch Rapp was like one of my first raps back. I lost my old page here.
Yeah.
40,000 followers on it. Made a new one. That was one of my first tunes back. Like, you know what I mean? And that's how I just knew it. I don't think it's just the talents.
Because you know what it's like? People go, people in Belfast shooting raps. See, when
that's
I see them
do
it,
that's why I wrote Wayne can do it too.
Or someone who can actually do it.
Say if you're going to go on the field, they wouldn't do a rap. That wasn't a rap. That's just
that was insane.
So our original
was just pure pumping. Did you not see videos of it back at all? It
was that not all rap? You sure
can. That was all MC. It is rap. Like, still.
It's
classic. Rhythmical, artistic, poetry.
So
it's like, you can rap on any beat, you know what I mean? So we're just rapping on like fucking dunk beats and all. And fucking, it's like, see, grime music. Grime music is actually garage rhyme. So
yeah.
It's just garage music with rhyme on it. Because that was big back in the
early
2000s over in England. And when they were rapping on hip hop beats, it wasn't really doing much for them. So they started to rap on what people listen to.
Yeah,
and that's what we're doing now. We're rapping on what people listen to over here. Like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We
still
would
do
call
our still
rappers. We would say we're MCs.
Why?
Like a rapper, you're sort of limited to one
like
boom bap type of beats. Where like, don't get me wrong. Last year we done all sorts of shows in the town. Sure, Derry's hip hop, Belfast rap,
yeah.
Belfast hip hop, because that's what I grew up on.
That's
what I love. But there's not a great amount of support and crowd for it. Whereas, see if we were down in a bar right now and stuck on with DJ and a load of pumpers, me and him get up and start MCing over it. People just walk in because it sounds good.
Would write proper bars like on the beats, like bars you listen to and go, fuck, that's it, got a meaning behind it. There's still wordplay and all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
my favorite
music's rap music, boom, bap, Eminem, fucking.
I still love doing all them beats too, but
yeah,
it's just see for selling out shows,
crowd.
Mate. If you want to fucking make a career,
if you
want
to fill out a nightclub, it needs to be on tape.
Is that Belfast? No, what bad boy tell crew are they?
ABCC.
Still rap.
But theirs is more flowy than more MC. There's tunes in the background.
Like your man fucking Silky and all. Like, do you know all MP beats?
I can't stand Silky.
Nah, I wouldn't listen to him personally.
I'd love to slap him.
See the beats. That's just going out on the internet, so.
Here, beef Silky versus Grandma. Charlie boxing. I'll fade on.
I'll have you on this podcast anyway.
That's how did you meet?
Music. My mate, Bowie. Shout out Bobby Woods.
Bobby Woods, legend, mutual friend of the lads. I was
doing boxing for a while, and Bobby's brother runs the gym, Jordan, and talking about it, Bobby, and he was saying about you heard Rainbow Slice, and I says, I've heard of you before, and I've seen a couple of videos with him, and I see people fucking.
And I'd seen you as well, and
I was like, oh, I think I've heard of him, and he kept saying me stuff. Bobby kept saying that he was saying me stuff like that. So he's the reason why that happened. And I seen you on stage, and I was like, he actually fucking. I was listening to your bars, mate. Compared to no harm to any of the rest of them, but I know he levels, like, levels. Like, his lyrical ability is fucking.
I know, I was loving it. I was sitting, my mate stoned out, cheering the Fez. I said the Fez is stoned out. And I got a message, Belfast Grey Man. I went, oh, fuck yeah. It must mean something good, something, because I always rated him from fucking when I first heard him. But I would never expect him to reach out to me because he's one of the people I would say is the best in Belfast and rapping, do you know what I mean? So when he gave me, he says, I heard you on that track, fuck your leaf, oh, I want to get something done. See, as soon as he said it, as soon as the voice note was done, I just started writing. I didn't speak to my mate for about a half an hour.
He had his verse sent to me in like about an hour and I had my first one, so we had a song done the first hour technically.
Is that the one in the car now?
No, this is another one.
That was the second one.
But we ended up releasing the second one where we wrote first. When we made the both of them in the studio, we were like, that's a little belt that we couldn't make the fucking.
So the first one we made, we released that second. The second one we made, we released that first. But the second one, what happened was we were trying to do a good video as well for it, and then we were flat out. Shit didn't really work the way we wanted it to.
Is there a name for that song?
Westlane Bass or something, is it? It's on his SoundCloud.
Is that what you call the song? Or is that the song, the instrumental?
No, maybe
that's the Westlane
Bass.
I
was on Take a Draw the Vape, the Hymn, the Ornate on the Lab, and they fucking came up guidelines, community guidelines.
We done it in the bar for the first time. He was like, we're going to have to start doing the half an hour or something. I was vaping. Fuck, how much sandwich he's sitting there? We're new to this game.
That would have been the start of the year. No, because we done the cruise in the West Coast, so it would have been about October, November time last year, say, maybe. Round about that time. Because me and SP released the Sparks tune. And I think it was the Sparks tune you heard.
But that's the tune that made me text you, but it was Bobby was sending me your videos like fuck.
Yeah.
But that was the tune I heard, the Sparks tune, and you heard your bars and that. I was like, he's lethal.
Who would be the biggest in Northern Ireland? Would it be...
I'd say the biggest would be Kneecap and John Sue.
So what do you think of Kneecap being? Obviously, their type of rap being a Preston, do you?
Doesn't anyone care about Preston?
No, but like, do you like them?
They're really good. I love their tune Hood.
They're good.
H-double-O-D.
I seen them all yesterday morning. Man, I was listening to your tune at the weekend. Here's me. Fuck, I was listening to your tune.
What was he?
Mo Clark.
So there's one of them.
And then Mowgli, but Nisha, he shared my song on Saturday on Instagram and wrote tune for my Enjoy Stout tune. I was in Ballycastle, so you know what? That's me, fuck you. So if Nick keeps listening to me, I'm happy enough. I'm listening to him too, by the way. That's it's.
You need to do something different.
Do you know what's mad? People would always rather see chaos than peace. People, like, bad news always spreads quicker than good news.
I had the BBC and everything on for us.
We had meetings.
I've had fucking newspapers and all come with me, right? See when they bring it to their bosses.
Yeah.
They don't want anything to do with what we're doing, but you think it would want to, even before the bonfire happened, when we first made it, that should be on the news. Like, look, the fuck, but they were putting up things that there was trouble at our time, there wasn't.
Shout out to all the people who told me not to do it. Unlucky.
there was hundreds.
I was saying,
see if something happens, like. I'm on the stage with Eddie, so see if we start fucking battles.
Now they're fucking
the head. On the trailer and fucking breaking the eight.
See, when you went up on the stage, you went like, I fought someone through something.
I know, that's what he said to me. It looks like it.
Did someone throw something?
I think somebody was trying to grab something, like a bag or something, and I like sort of. No, I lost the mic. We get up on the stage.
You didn't,
we were just about to get on and rap, and I put the mic down somewhere or something. And then they were like, right, it's time to go on here, you're about to go up. And I went, fuck me, where the fuck's it, mate?
Where's the boss?
I left my £200 mic there, listen. Jeez. Well, the one mic they're going to actually, the one you're going to, is it? Is it your own? I don't know if it was you or my, someone lost the mic, and I looked in off, had mine, or mate, as our tune, come on, mate, I just heard the start of our tune, that's what the fuck's the mic? You can only find one mic. I had to roll it off
the pressure
stage,
was
mate.
On, like,
put my mic in, so that's why you see me with the wired mic, and he's in the wireless one.
So it was probably something to do with a mic where I'm like, I'm trying to fucking get something sorted. But when we bounced on, I think because we had to use his mic and it wasn't the arms connected, once we first started rapping, the music was a bit louder than what you could hear us rapping. So when I said, your man, can you sort of turn him up? And then he turned him up a bit towards the end, but... At the start, I noticed it straight away. Where I was going, I don't think it sounds that loud. And then when I heard it in the video back afterwards, I noticed it. But then he turned it up for the last tune that we've done anyway. But
people still make music videos, do they?
It's just I think a lot of people reach out to Skeet. Skeet would shoot a lot in there.
I think it's pointless, mate.
Everything's just digital now. You can do music videos on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud will take it off. It'll not need a video.
Mate, the one, if it's really doing well on SoundCloud, then do a video.
Do you know what? That's the way I see it.
See that one I done with Lee Keenan? That's blown up in SoundCloud as we speak.
I can't remember last time I've been on the music channel and listened to music.
I've never, like, four music. You remember the one you used to tax in a photo yourself? Stars TV, or it was only me and SP, and you took it in the mirror.
And then you took it out on the mirror, and then there's about four years all in the same one, and they put in the picture.
Where
do you have more of a chance getting, like, say, a record label noticing you off the back of SoundCloud?
I honestly think SoundCloud is the one. Facebook's the biggest platform in the world, mate.
It's in, if you know how to work it right, and you're good at work it on Facebook, mate.
So you're just waiting on someone reaching out to you? I've had people reach out, mate.
You just tell, like, I was down, you over here to buy a picture of this. I had their manager for a while. Like, if you fuck these people about once, mate, they never come back.
I just met them
in a hotel, like, fuck one on the night before. And half an hour late, mate, he never bothered me again. But see, if I had done that, I would have met you. Because I met him with Dublin.
That's true.
He was bringing me to Dublin for 6 months to do his fucking studio time and all that. I met Matt Pitcher this one in the name, mate.
Did he? I all fucking went down and got the Belfast Live down, fuck that one up, mate.
Fuck that one up. You just were on Belfast already, aren't you? I know, that's shout out to Carnage, but for reporting real news. I was in the Ali Town News years ago, like, but it was Ali Town's. We were on the big, me and Paddy Carey, and we were sitting in my man's house. It was about five or 15, so I looked out the window and I went, what the fuck? All this black smoke coming out of the house directly behind me, but we were on the beacon school. So Paddy was like, well, no, that doesn't look right. We'll go around here. So we run around the house around the corner, start booting the door, couldn't put it in because we're only about 15. Just smashed the window of the glass and I've seen all this smoke.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.
We'll come out, hit us. I went, fuck, we need to ring an ambulance here. Rung an ambulance. Fuck, or sorry, not an ambulance, fire brigade ended up coming. There was a wee old woman in the gaff. Me and Paddy Carey saved this woman's life, right? Now, I don't want to go smoke up a hole because I'll tell you the real shit about that. So this was one where I was a wee bit of a menace. So long story short, about a couple of days
you
later,
the house?
A wee woman came up to me and goes, "Here, here's a wee card, and that's for you and your friend." I opened it up, £110. Here's me, fuck. There you go. We were playing the old FIFA. The new FIFA was just out. Like, I went straight down, got the new FIFA, got a 40 bag away, went down the wood, lads, loaded all the lads, fuck, lads, didn't say nothing to me.
Sorry,
buddy.
It says, what's POV mean?
Point of view.
It says, Shazzy Shank won a podcast before GTA 6.
We've got big plans, me and Bob. We said at the very start, when we first made our first tune, we're going to ask a blow up, and then we're there, but we're chatting, we're for the Telegraph, and then we said, no, it is, we're doing it, we're going to do it. It's not we could do this, it's we're going to do this eventually.
And I said a year, I've done something bigger than that in fucking six months.
Yeah, but the original plan, we spoke, said to each other, I'd love to get us on the field and you do the bonfire and we would bring people together.
We've got the bonfire.
The thing with the field is, it's not about what you know, it's who you know.
Exactly.
I feel like you have to do a wee bit of hole licking to get on there too.
Do you have a name as a guy, or is it just Grandma and Rainbow Slice?
Rainbow Slice.
That's all I got, isn't it?
The Tig and the Hump. No, it's
not. Should we put it together? Does it spell anything?
We're planning on releasing like a wee
people call it Bungalow or Lambalo.
The Bungalow Boys. Remember your man named us that? The Bungalow Boys.
Post Malone got his name by even on Google Generator and typed in the first two random words come up. Was his name, and the first one was Post, and the second one was
Did you know, see when I first started rapping, that's what I done, there's a wee thing you go on the head, I try to get up, but none of them were good, mate.
No, it's no good ones.
One that's a scunder, and I hold myself up.
You used to do
that. Anyway, I done a rap, and one of my bars, I went to Belfast, Graham, I'll come on with a mad flow. I wasn't calling myself out as a name, it was because I like Graham music, it was on a Graham beat.
Yeah.
I said, it's the Belfast Graham man, and everyone just fucking started calling me out, it stuck.
Because you don't give yourself a nickname, you can't name yourself your own nickname. So I was just always Lambo anyway, as from as a kid. But I was working in Convergys about fucking 2019, and Connor Kearney, Mick's cousin, he was in my team. And long story short, there was a charity boxing thing that was meant to happen, and there was all these people who were already meant to do it. They're all training for about 6 weeks, and 4 days before it happened, one of the fellas pulled out. He went to St. Mary's, about a year older than me, I forget his name. But he pulled out something to do, he had an abscess. So I joined, I says, I'll do it, no sweat. Short 4 days notice, and then they were like, right, what's your nickname? And I was like, fuck, I don't know. And then Paul Hughes, my old mate, says, Lambo Slice. And then it just stopped from walking. He went,
Paul Hughes,
what
the digger?
See, when
you went
to school.
People will be surprised.
Yeah.
I'm making tunes a week.
Oh, wow.
Well, Lambo's on.
What's happening, kid? Yeah, I'm actually moving up the world. I'm off a breeze there, so I'm working on the whole house. Some days a week.
I'm still down here.
I'm still smoking Kelly. Like.
Shout out the Working Class Podcast. First class music. Here we fucking go.
100%.
It's a Belfast grey man back with a mad flow. Bad boy keen, yeah, son call me Pablo.
You know I'm one of the best in the game, bro. Son call me Slayson, son call me Lambo.
It's a big smoke, boys, yeah, we're praying the fears, bro. Praying the storm like a prayer in the rain, low.
Pass any mic and you know double flame, throw smoke on the green, stay off the cocaine.
It's a bad boy MC's keeping our left. We're smoking on weed, we're rolling up flesh.
I'm 32, us will slip and we'll twist. Get hit with a mic or get hit with a fist.
Come here, we sack her chicken, your heads with a pig, brown eyes, made like an her lips.
Most hulls out here just taking a piss. We're having a laugh and taking a rest.
And the next they're done, but I'll be back quick with a pack instead of me making a trip.
These two rubbered out, nice taking a fit. I'm wiping the shroom, just taking a trip.
Going back to back now, we're letting it rip. We're making a tune, we're making a hit.
Got too much flow, so you know we're equipped. Only speaking facts, so you know we're legit.
On your mark, get ready and back the attack. My flow so heavy and racking each track.
Lost out, drink plenty and after each pack. Sometimes drink, can't even see me smoke gag.
No drugs round here, and never was smoke crack. Just tunes round here, and trust me, they're stacked.
Any claim that we're rap, the people react. Say the want that a party tune will no swag.
That's
all
to the
EMZ thing. Just want to hear a wee funny story exclusive, right? So, as about fourth year, used to be a wee bit of a menace going into a town. Used to want to done a wee bit of sweat shit lifting over there back in the day. I'm a working class man now. I'm a working class man.
He still does.
Long story short, it's a wee name, Matt. Not say a second name. Ginger Matt's birthday. We all ran in. It's been one of his, it's your birthday song. I'm gonna get you kitted out the day. Walked in the holster. Just like any other day, would have just grabbed the bag, just filled it up and walked out. But sometimes we would have took the tags or whatever off, and for some fucked up reason, I don't know why, as we're any, or the track bottoms have a tag in the inside of like this bit. See, when I grabbed the track bottoms, I just felt the waste, man. There's no tag on him. So I just stuck him in and walked out with like three track suits, four fucking tabs, all sorts of shit. Walked out and all there was. I mean, I start sprinting. My teammates are standing at the top waiting on me. And they're like, what are you doing? Just start sprinting. There was an undercover fucking security shopper in the shop. He wasn't even working in Holster. He worked for Superdry, but he was just down there doing a wee fucking fitness aid or whatever. Chased me all through these fucking alleys. But I still had the bag. I wasn't letting go of the bag. But what got me caught, do you remember everybody used to wear chinos? Right? Used to wear the wee baggy chinos and all. I thought it was cool, wee step back, right? I was, but I was just not good on it. So, long story short, start running through all the alleys, get down to the side of the big face, and just start running like fuck, and just getting speared in a grin. It was no.
Did he chase you far?
He chased me all the way up the bridge. He grabbed me, and then he done. As soon as he got me, he grabbed me, gripped up like this, and he goes, I tell you what, Ken, you're lucky. I'm only after a figure. Another 10 seconds, you'd have got away. I went, you dirty, but just sick of me. Well, I could have got away. I just keep going for that.
Did he just take it back, or did they bring a cops?
Within seconds, the cops were there. Cops' fingerprints. I'm standing there getting a picture with a fucking thing at the back of Halster. Next thing, my man comes down, and I'm freaking out. They asked me to give them my man's number, and at the start, I give my mate's man's number. I was like, Bernie, can you please help me? I was only about 14. Next thing, my man came down with all our rings on our finger and just went, you wee bastard! Beat me in front of the cops. I thought they were going to go child abuse or something. Sure, kid, you do what you want. Brought over to Musgrave, got grounded for fucking 2 weeks.
Last time you done that?
Last time I done that. So, sure, well, don't chat left, kids. Don't ever do it.
That's how, do you want me to know how I got the name Pablo? I've never stolen again from it, mate.
Pablo.
Shoplifting stories here. Well,
let's go around
the circle.
Alright.
I was about 8, coming home from school, and there was a corner shop, Lloyd, down in Inferno, just a Lloyd there. Man in the shop and stole a pack of bubble eat chewing gum.
5 feet.
Bubble eat, no, me bubble eat chewing gum. They're all fucking caught me doing it when I let the thing I poked them, not speaking to someone say that. And I threw the chewing gum from what happened to you. I was like, I stole a pack of the Pablo chewing gum.
Pablo.
Me Pablo.
Pablo.
That's good. That's good.
Don't we call me Bowley to take that on?
It's your turn, Gam. Any shoplifting stories?
Nah, I want to talk about this fucking. Mate, you were mad, like.
I Gam's very
mad. Mate, you're mad.
Remember the wee Harry Potter ones and all? They were funny as fuck.
No, the one we used to put the fucking red wig on, mate.
Don't even.
Fuck me. Where'd you get them ideas, like?
Do you remember the one we SP'd? I'm not going to say too much because it's a bit explicit, but it's the one that needs standing, I guess, and then it just zooms out.
Any sour cat balls it?
I'm not joking, there has to be footage out somewhere, like, I swear to God. SP Morris, get this man on the podcast.
SP's a fucking legend.
I still, my cloud, like away up my phone, I still have mad videos of Shumpok.
I had a party in my mask off. And he was basically running about ball like naked. But my man had these micro loop things and he just all stuck them on to his hair. He looked like a big tranny came out of hell. He's lying on my man's sofa. Like a he looked like Hulk Hogan where his cunt kicked in on the fucking.
Wait, I see the picture from your day. Must have been Henry beating down a real horse.
We were at a party before. I think he just stripped down the man, colored his face in blue, right? Sal taped the potato
to
his head and
sat
him down
to get a carrot. I walked down with him to get the carrot on the shop run. It was in university street times, we got Grazer's house or something. We were in there for about 2 days. Fuck me. I remember going in this shop trying to grab a load of ice pops and constantly staring at him going, oh, what the fuck? It looked like a blue troll with a spun salad to his head.
You're not on for days, but you get a laugh the whole time. Like, yo, wake up in the, no way people wake up next day with dinner. You wake up and just laugh your bollocks off going, how the fuck? You don't even wake up, you're still on it. You're still a bit, you go, what the fuck? You can't get them home. Nah, man, it's hard work. That's why I'm sort of calm. Obviously, big old days, mate, it's proud. There's a load of wee rockets in there. And then there come the, me, Jordy, fucking me, few boys, Ed Whelan, Whelan used to be mad as fuck. We were all in a beef and just turned, no concert all day, match it, just turned around. Bang, made fucking shit on the paper plate. He just went, spang right in the face.
He making it out of my room, we're not fucking staying in my room, not shit on your big salt.
Who's this guy? My army, I don't know.
Remember we were all in a FIFA and I was in the last minute. SP goes, you can stay in my room, no sweat. First day we get there, concert all fucking in the bug, doing whatever, getting shit out. This concert in the bug for about an hour, walk back out, broke the bug, broke the whole toilet, shake. Wanna see the amount of shake in this bug? It's near filthy as that with shake. Conflation. So see for the we were for a week, this was our first day. You can't even bring a wee girl back to their room.
I tried, I brought one up. I had to go down to her room, stall on her. You want to smell this fucking room? Someone was frisbeeing the photos off the balcony. Oh, Whelan, on the last day, my first last day, a knife in the chair. Oh, we love big massive names in the mattresses. Concert going, if he's great, it's not an actual person you're standing, just take all your, just picture it is. Oh, it's made me, it's smoking. I was going, trust me, it's sweet.
Trust me, I'm not these concerts, fuck. I know that's what I'm like, lads, fucking good night, lads. We're barfing her, we left her mark, we left her mark, bar for life. You can just tell someone's from Northern Ireland holiday virus the way. Maybe I was in Magaluf and this fella went, turned around and went, spat in the ground, and I knew straight away. Just by the way, he's from Northern Ireland, he's like, I'll tell him, kid.
Just by the way,
just by the way,
95,
he's diving from my way.
Here, see that rap you've done about your Uyghur.
The wee girl with cancer.
Oh, I was deep.
You call her, she's from the West.
So I was going to attach the legacy. Is there still a GoFundMe for
her? Yeah, there is, mate. I'd be a good fan as well to actually say that about shouting her out, mate. That girl's fucking going.
Shout out to Rachel.
Shout out to Rachel. Yeah, woman's left to live, mate. And she's fucking. Do you know how much it was costing her just to have a phone call with one of the doctors, mate, in Germany?
$30,000,
mate, for a 10-minute Zoom call.
I like just for.
Just to talk about it.
That's not even worth it, surely. Surely you get treatment rats somewhere. No, it's weird. Like, is it the bay must be the health service over here? She needs about half a million, quarter of a million, just to prolong her life. They don't give a fuck. I remember, time I smoked that salvia shit.
In the hospital with a fucking chest pain. Fucking, I think a doctor turns into a giraffe. Jesus, what's happening? I wouldn't say, like the fucking herbal stuff. It's like salvia gives you a big hit for 14 hours, mate. It was called Ivory Wave or something, this shit, mate.
Did you get in the town and Chris Harvey's?
Castle Court, there used to be a wee shop that sold them as well. It was full of bacon smoking.
My mate had it, Willie. brought into my house.
Big well, I sure green.
And he's going, I got this stuff, and I was going, fuck sake, it's fucking any real grass, my old fucking live real stuff for an acting part.
No.
I put fucking like about 0.5 in until it goes, fucking pulled it, and all fucking brilliant.
I'll show you.
See, by the time I blow the smoke out, mate, just felt my whole body bubbling.
Oh, like, you're worried.
I felt like I was a callow, like.
Here, so, Grandma, where are you from? Craigie Hills Arn, obviously, isn't it?
That's where we're mate.
Is that where you're from? Are you from Ashaga? Sorry, I didn't even know.
Is that the biggest bonfire in the world?
Three times over. There was more people there
to see us.
Yeah. The crowd was going mental when we were on the team. We were up because it was no really bad.
Sort of legging,
and everyone goes to the fire.
Yeah.
Right.
We were only on for about 35 minutes, not even an hour. We were done.
I was on the foot.
But he was on before. We were on before that.
And then we fucked.
But then our tunes came on. We as soon as we were done, we jumped in the crowd. Was fucking. I had to go to get you in it, I swear to God.
That's what I mean, mate. Who made up like that there? Because they're fucking waiting. We're seeing people going across the head, mate. The way they were fucking grabbing. I walking through this fucking crowd, but everyone stopped me taking pictures and all. Fuck that.
When we threw our taps into a crowd, who wants it?
I was classy.
And the wee girl caught my Salic tap.
We girl caught my Raiders tap. We got a picture.
Shout out the Code. Shout out the K-Hold. Shout out the Kevy. Shout out to my friend. Shout out to Bob. Shout out to Ian Mac. Shout out to all the lads from the West. Shout out to me. Shout out to Gavin. Shout out to Craig. Appreciate all the support. All the legends.
Thank you,
up the Salts.
Yes, sure. Thank you for the IMAX.
Appreciate all the support everyone's give us, and to every cunt who wanted us to stop and don't like us, unlucky, we're still going. It doesn't matter what you say or what you do.
What about your fucking dickhead who was fucking doing the video about no praying for Liam?
Your Connor G. Suck it back in, you old wanker.
Nobody matters at all.
Connor Flea, spit your game.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.